This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. In the wake of several high-profile deaths of children whose cases had at one time or another been looked into by the Department of Children and Families, Governor Charlie Baker is calling today for swift reform of agency practices. WBUR's Steve Brown was at the Statehouse this morning when the governor made it clear what he wants to see done.
The work that will be done from this point forward will focus on one major objective: to keep kids safe.
The governor says he wants to speed up the implementation of some proposals made last year by the Child Welfare League of America. The number one recommendation is updating the agency's intake procedures. The governor says that procedure hasn't been updated in 12 years. He acknowledges this isn't the first attempt to reform the department.
Despite all of the reports and studies that have been done over the past decade concerning shortcomings at DCF, there has not been a coordinated, sustained effort to bake improvements and reforms into the daily operations of the department. The mission statement has been confusing, and in the absence of an overall playbook concerning all aspects of case practice, very hard to deliver on.
The mission confusion centers on two objectives: keeping children safe and the desire by DCF to keep families together. DCF Commissioner Linda Spears.
For me, you don't do one or the other. You keep children safe first and foremost. And then, if that can be done by strengthening a family, great. If it can't, no. But really, people have put one above the other at times. That strengthening families, I think, has meant compromise and safety.
Governor Baker says the proposed reforms have buy-in from the union that represents frontline DCF social workers. Union President Peter McKinnon says in the past, the department and its predecessor, the Department of Social Services, issued patchwork attempts at reform that did little more than create confusion.
The result is a frontline that operates without clear guidance on agency policies or best practice, a worsening caseload crisis and reactionary directives that reduced much of our work to drive-by social work, local managers who have been left to figure out and how to interpret and carry out the agency's mission on their own, families being served by DCF were shortchanged, and children were left at risk.
Senate President Stan Rosenberg is welcoming the reforms. He issued a statement saying part of what we are seeing now is a result of a pattern of cutting the DCF budget during tough economic times, and indicated the state must do more for the agency during strong economic times. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the Statehouse.